Millions of Americans who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, to feed their families are still waiting on delayed benefits. That's because of the ongoing federal government shutdown. Two federal judges directed the U.S. Department of Agriculture to use roughly $5 billion in contingency funds to pay for the program. The department will issue partial payments to SNAP users, but that could take weeks. In the meantime, food pantries are trying to help fill the gap, like the House of Peace food pantry in Milwaukee. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
The House of Peace food pantry on West Walnut Street in the Johnson's Park neighborhood is the largest food pantry in Milwaukee. It serves more than 18,000 people a year, and unlike some other pantries, it's open Monday through Friday. With SNAP funds, or food share as it's known in Wisconsin, delayed for the month of November, the pantry is seeing an uptick in the number of clients. That's according to the pantry's coordinator, Armando Diaz. Diaz says people panicked at first, thinking they were losing their benefits altogether.
The first week or two, everybody was coming in here, "You sure I can't get extra? You sure I can't get extra?" And then we had to remind people, like, we give you maybe a week worth of supply. We're not just like a full grocery store, right? And then once people realize it's just a delay, then people was like, okay, we understand it. But that first week, oh man, I'd have thought that, like, maybe the apocalypse was coming. Like, people was about to take all our food.
Diaz says food share recipients normally come to the pantry the first few days of the month, and it's not very busy.
So we maybe get 25 to 30 households that come in for food pantry. But because everything is delayed, we've been consistently hitting 90 to 100 households every single day.
More than 300,000 Milwaukee County residents receive food share assistance. Low-income households qualify for benefits. Diaz says the House of Peace is in a slightly better position than some other pantries because they do not solely rely on government funding to continue operations. He says nearby pantries who do have had to close because they can't sustain the traffic. The House of Peace gets additional support from donors, fundraisers, and grants. The House of Peace is also an emergency food pantry, so if people were to call 211, the number that connects people to local services,
you can imagine the amount of phone calls they receive every day. And the first answer is, go to the House of Peace. Go to the House of Peace.
Diaz says the pantry needs help to continue to meet the growing needs of the community.
You know, sometimes strong people need help too. So we've been calling around because we need a little bit more money. We need a little bit more help because imagine a pantry only serving 25 a day or 40 a day. Now that number has been tripled.
Diaz says the pantry will accept monetary donations, but people bringing actual food items will have the most immediate impact. He adds that the pantry shelves aren't necessarily bare, but they want to be proactive.
At the House of Peace, we don't just give people anything to say, you know what, this is what we have left, here you go. Right, we kind of have a good reputation in the community, right, where we give out good stuff. And we know that our bags are filled with a lot of groceries. We typically try to give out around like 60 pounds of groceries, right? So, which is a good healthy thing, right? So we don't want to all of a sudden come from 60 pounds to 30. And they looking like, what's going on with the House of Peace? Like, you know, pray for the House of Peace. We don't want that. We do not want that.
Diaz says the pantry wants to continue to offer people food with dignity and not force them to go to multiple pantries to get what they need.
Every day we get volunteers in here. They pack the bags up. And we prepare for a mass amount of people, but only way to do that if we have the food, right? So we order a lot, but there's no way, none of us could have predicted this would happen.
Diaz says some food pantries are in a dire situation as they try to meet the increased demand. And it's unclear how long the shutdown and the delay in SNAP benefits will continue. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.